This is a replay of the Tuesday night, November 21st, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings and let sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP for the world's best customer service. It's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. It's the second to the last night to get your votes in on the world's worst hit records. 888-876-5593. All we ask is they be hits. Any decade, any genre, as long as they're hits, it counts. You can vote as often as you like, but never twice for the same song. That's it. By the way, no anything by, as much as I would dearly love it. Anything by Celine Dion? Yeah. Put me down for that. No, it's got to be an actual song. But other than that, there are pretty much no rules. And I did spend the better part of the day finding the email entries. And believe me, it was the better part. Maybe it was the worst part of the day. I don't know, but it was a lot of the day. In any event, I added those to the list, so we're good to go on that. I haven't yet done the phone messages. As I said, we have this idiot who leaves 20 to 30 messages at a clip, and so I just wind up deleting everything because I'm not going to listen to them. And, of course, that means I delete calls I need. Yeah, I know. I try to explain that to doctors who I miss appointments and things of that nature. But I know that I heard several votes by phone, so I will go collect those. In fact, that's what I'll be doing after the show. Until daybreak, I'm sure. And then tomorrow will be your final night to vote. And after that, on Thanksgiving, a night of turkeys, we'll be playing back your turkeys, the top 10 as voted on by you. It's interesting. I have a feeling I know it's going to be in the top 10 unless something happens in the next couple nights, but it could even be number one. And I don't think it's been on the list before. So that could be interesting. If it's not, well, the other song I think that I'm earmarking for probably number one is an Old Faithful, but that could all turn in the next couple days. So 888-876-5593. All right. Next order of business, food labels. All right, you know, I felt pretty good when I found out that the government mandated that all these food suppliers, we're talking now about items with ingredients like a TV dinner, not the good stuff you're supposed to eat on the outside of the supermarket shelves, like the fruit and vegetables and stuff like that. But occasionally you want to stock up on those frozen delights for those times when it's either that or there's no time to eat. We've all been there. And so I'm pretty careful about this. I read all the labels. Yeah, standing there in the supermarket reading every damn word. And I like the ones that assure me they're not genetically modified. But I still, you know, after all, the government passed this law and went into effect last year in that if they have genetically modified the food, it's got to be labeled. Wait till you hear this loophole. I'll get there. So I should also mention as part of the story, I don't have a cell phone. I don't have one. I don't want one. I cannot really see the screen. And even if I could, I don't want to be bothered. John, however, does have a cell phone. But so sans cell phone when I'm alone, I can't do any of that stuff like read the code. It's not going to happen. And so it is that a while ago, John pointed out this one TV dinner that looked pretty good. And he said, you know, you haven't had that. It looks pretty good. All right, let me see. And so I dutifully read everything on the label, and there is nothing, not a word about genetic modification. I see the company, hello, Chicago, ConAgra. I worry a little, but I think to myself, well, they'd have to label it. Little did I know. It did have the phenomenal code that, of course, I couldn't read because I didn't have the cell phone. So I come home, I get John's cell phone, I click on the label, and the first thing I see when the web page pops up is includes genetically modified ingredients. Like, what? Yes, that apparently, I'm sure it was a backroom deal with whoever is in charge of this, the FDA or God knows what, that says, yeah, you have to label them, but you can hide them online, and the only evidence that there is anything is the and it's not a barcode, it's a QR code. Well, I had thought at least that they had to have that stupid little circle that says bioengineered, makes it look like it's some farm ingredient or whatever. You've seen it on food. No, they don't even need that. They can just go ahead and put it within the QR code information, meaning you will never see this if you don't have a phone and don't go to the trouble of seeing it. So now, of course, I'm thinking, how many of those have I had? Right? How many are left here in the refrigerator? Right. And it was not only the TV dinner, but I had bypassed all sorts of baked goods because I looked at them and all over the ingredients contains genetically modified ingredient. I'm not going to have that. No, I'll have this pie, this frozen pie, because nowhere on it does it say, well, you know what's coming, right? Of course, you click on the QR code and sure enough, first thing that pops up contains genetically modified ingredients. And so I walked by John earlier and I said, I hope to hell it isn't the cow. Yeah, right. I don't know what they've genetically modified, and I don't know how far they have to go. I know there are also some loopholes where if it's less than a certain percentage of ingredient, they don't have to list it. So I assume the corn and high fructose corn syrup doesn't need to be mentioned because we know that that's got to be genetically modified. It's corn. All right. Yeah, we can throw that one out. But I have no idea what it is, because that's the other thing. They don't have to tell you what contains genetically modified ingredients. Which one would that be? So anyway, I was, as usual, my government has failed me. Yeah, and I don't know why I was the fool who believed, well, it would have to be labeled, that's the law. Yeah, little did I know. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. On to better things, or maybe worse things, depending on how you feel about the world's worst hit records. So we welcome Timothy, and Timothy is in Virginia. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah. First one is Paper Roses by Marie Osmond.
Oh, the Marie Osmond version. Fine choice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the second one is, I'm not sure how this title goes, but it's either Give Me That Ting.
Oh, Give Me That Ding. That, yeah, by the Pipkins.
Yeah.
By the Pipkins, yes.
Yeah,
Give Me That,
yeah,
Give Me That
it.
Ding. Yes.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Those are all good choices. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for both of them. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good Thanksgiving.
And you too. Thanks. I'll be right here playing back the world's worst hit records as voted on by you, and I promise I won't play them all. It's not going to be a thing like you voted on them and then you have to hear them. No, but there'll be excerpts. But yeah, Give Me That Ding. And it's interesting how many novelty records make the list, but in the case of Give Me That Ding, it was a hit. It was played ad nauseum, so it absolutely qualifies. Now, other things of note, we'll get to CooperCon. And, you know, I think in some ways it was much auto about nothing because the big reveal didn't reveal very much. But I'll share with you what we got. But the mystery continues. And I think the D.B. Cooper mystery is one of the most compelling because, unlike Bigfoot, we know that Dan Cooper existed. Not in that name, obviously. That's the name he used on the ticket. But we know that he was wearing a business suit and got on the plane. All right. So this is not the search for Sasquatch. This is a person who actually existed and looks like got away with the hijack. So plenty to discuss on that, including a copycat. That would be hilarious if he didn't spend 38 years in jail. They found him. All right, so all that and more coming up. But Jan in Dallas wants to vote. So Jan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hello, Raleigh. I would like to second Jimmy P. and the Herman's Hermits, Mrs. Brown.
Okay.
Okay, and I can call back later and do some more if I want.
Yeah, you can call, or you can do them now, whatever you want.
Oh, I can't do them right this second.
Okay, well, as soon as they come to mind, feel free to call.
Okie-doke, thank you.
Okay, thanks, appreciate it. Yes, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. All right, so I think there might have been another Hermits on the list too, but definitely Mrs. Brown, and that's gotten some votes. It's interesting what hasn't gotten many votes. We did get finally yesterday a vote for Surfin' Bird, but there haven't been many, and usually the Trashman is a crowd favorite, or not favorite, depending on how you look at this list. All right, so Robert and Stickney, welcome to WGN Radio. Robert.
How you doing? Okay.
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Getting ready for Turkey Day.
Ah.
I've got a couple of turkey tunes. Somebody must have just stolen my thunder. I turned my radio down, and I was going to say Surfin' Bird by the Trashman, one of them.
Very good. I'll add your vote to it. That's what we want, because it's a cumulative total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one is, I can't think of who did it, but it was around the early 60s or 63 or so. It was the Martian Hop.
Oh, yeah, the Randells.
Yeah. Oh, those are the Randells.
That
yeah,
was the that Randells. Was kind of a, yes, Martian Hop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see. Well, I just thought of one more. Years ago, I'm from the Chicago area, so when WXRT was new, in the 70s, there was some DJ who had an oldie show on Sunday night, and he played a version of Young Love by Tab Hunter, of all people.
Oh, yes. No, that's the original Young Love.
Yeah. But he played a version of Tab Hunter, and it was actually Sonny James that had the bigger
Well, country-wise, but Tab Hunter's top 40 cover, in fact, I'll pull the book later and look, was arguably bigger on the top 40 charts.
Oh, but to me it wasn't anywhere near as good as Sonny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The problem with country records is that even if they were number one, they didn't sell. If a number one pop record sold a million copies, a number one country single sold 100,000 and 85,000 went to jukeboxes.
Oh, I see.
So like with number one country albums, well, one of the reasons they always wanted crossover hits, and I can understand that, a number one country album might have sold 25,000 units. A number one pop album, that's a million seller.
Oh, yeah. You wanted the crossovers from
before. Yeah, if you could get
right,
them. Yep.
Right,
yep. But okay, so we'll put the Tab Hunter version of Young Love, a fine choice.
Yeah, okay. That's about all I can think of right now.
Well, if you think of more, you call me back.
Okay, Roy.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. Now, while I was looking for your votes on the world's worst hit records, I cringed to see how badly I've been at handling email. I'm so sorry. But in the process, I got some requests, like Elizabeth in Michigan. I think it was Elizabeth in Michigan. I wrote her name down, too, because I didn't want to forget that. But I didn't forget her songs, and she wanted to hear Darryl Fletcher. A fine choice. And so you will next right here on WGN Radio.
What makes me
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and it was Evelyn, not Elizabeth, Evelyn in Michigan, who wanted The Pain Gets a Little Deeper. I hadn't thought about that record in years. Came out in 1965, and it was on, quote-unquote, the Groovy label, which was at 1650 Broadway, and one of the owners was Cal Rudman, the guy who later promoted records in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and had Friday Morning Quarterback and all that kind of stuff. But he was an owner of the Groovy label, along with George Goldner, of course. Yeah, why should that surprise anybody? His brother Sam. So yeah, Groovy Records Incorporated, and there were a number of people. Johnny Seville was on that label, and Danny Boy Thomas and Tawanda Barnes, and you know, so you had a number of things. But I think Darryl Fletcher probably maybe more than anybody else, and The Pain Gets a Little Deeper was it came out in 65, but I think that it probably got play in 66, and it was about their last effort. Yeah, after that they folded the tent. So 888-876-5593. And I know in the next day or so, Evelyn also wanted to hear Hurt by Love by Silky Hargrave, so we'll try for that as well. But wanted to get Darryl on at the beginning of the show. All right, so we're taking votes on the World's Worst Hit Records, and you only have two more nights to do that. So your input is demanded, actually. Roger in LaGrange, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Roger?
You know what? Like about an hour ago, I was thinking of calling in The Surfing Bird.
Oh, very good. All right, good. And moving up the charts.
Yeah.
Good.
And I got another one.
Okay.
It's the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Bikini song.
Yes, Brian Hyland, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. You got it. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, fine choices, pretty standard, and that's nice to see. Some things never change over the years. We went over what was number one for the last 10 years or so, but I'll have to go back to the 80s and see what was going on then. Believe me, it wasn't much different. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi there, Raleigh. Here I am with more.
Oh, good. I knew I could count on you. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, I think I called in before for Surfin' Bird, but if I'm not counted on there, I want to be.
Okay.
Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep, Cheep.
Oh, Mac and Katie Kazoon.
Close to You, The Carpenters.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What's that song about Jennifer Tompkins? I can't...
Born on a
Jennifer
Monday. Jennifer Tompkins was not... That record should be somewhat interesting to you, I would think. And I'm going to see if I can confirm this first, but I'm pretty sure. Was Born on a Monday. It is what I thought. All right. Well, you're a big Rupert Holmes fan. And
you know, I was wondering if he might have had something to do with that.
Well, yeah, because the flip side was All Night Long.
I was wondering about that because I didn't see the flip side of it because I only hear it on iTunes or something like that, Apple Music. But I don't know why I thought that might have something to do with Rupert Holmes,
yeah,
but I still hate it. Rupert, still hate it.
But you like All Night Long.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. All right.
But I think it was just because that song was so ridiculous. Jennifer Thomas Born on a Sunday, father got drunk and left home on a Monday.
Yeah, and he was only a co-writer. He didn't write it all himself. Vance and Florio were involved as well.
In fact, I know that he did some writing for the Partridge Family, and sometimes I think of their songs and I think, okay, which ones did he have something to do with? Because some of them I actually liked. So, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. But Paul Vance was a co-writer of that, so who produced it as well. So we can blame him for that side, and we'll give Rupert credit for the other side. All right. Yeah, because I'm just...
Yeah, because I love The Other Side. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
So hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll take the rest of your votes. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large right now on WGN Radio.
But if you listen for days to what the radio plays, you'd think a guy dreams of bubblegum every night. Well, you can take it from me, at a quarter to three, a guy doesn't dream of 1, 2, 3 red light. He thinks how he made her cry when he said goodbye, and prays that she'll see him tomorrow night. The foolish things that he said run through his head all night long. To unwind, she's still on his mind. Her shadow is on the ceiling all night through. And as the radio plays, he thinks of the ways to turn back the clock and somehow start anew. The time has come to decide and swallow his pride and not really care if he's right or wrong. He's gonna try, or he's gonna cry. Oh.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, that's the Street People. Actually, that's Rupert Holmes, and that's only Rupert Holmes. All the voices you're hearing, Rupert Holmes. There's a story here, and I'll tell you in a minute, but that is the B-side, which I thought was a terrific little record. And that said, we have Fran, who has voted for the A-side, don't really blame her, as one of the world's worst hit records, and since it is the A-side and it was a hit, it qualifies.
Daddy got drunk and left home on a Monday. Her mother, she died young when Jenny was 7. And Jennifer Tompkins went to work at 11.
All right, so here's the story. I mentioned Paul Vance. Now, Paul Vance is also responsible for some of the things that often make the the world's worst hit records. He wrote Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, for instance, for Brian Hyland. He also did Catch a Falling Star for Perry Como, which had some votes, and others. But the deal was that he was a songwriter and a producer in New York. And in the early 60s, he got together with Lee Pockris. And as a duo, they one of the first things they did in 64 was they wrote Leader of the Laundromat, the answer song to Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. And, of course, for their trouble, they got sued. Now, the lead singer on Leader of the Laundromat, which, of course, the label will say it's the Detergents, is actually Ron Dante doing lead, and Paul Vance's nephew and another guy. But bottom line is the lawsuit progresses. I don't know how it winds up, because I'll tell you who sued: Jeff Berry, Ellie Greenwich, and Shadow Morton, all right, together. And it was interesting because Ron Dante was fairly quickly working right alongside Jeff Berry as lead vocalist, say, for the Archies and things like that. Well, bottom line is Paul Vance and Ron Dante got together again. And now, first time was, I think, when Vance and Pockris had written Tracy, and they needed a demo singer. And so Dante provided all the voices, and that became the Cufflinks, and that's how they released it. Well, next thing that happens, and Vance and Pockris create a studio group, the Street People. And the Street People was, again, supposed to be all Ron Dante. Now, when it came to the songs, Jennifer Tompkins and the flip side, All Night Long, Ron Dante didn't show up for the session. So Rupert Holmes, who was co-writer on this, they said, "You're in." And so it was that Rupert was all the voices on both sides of that. Now, worse than that, they put out an album. And Rupert Holmes was all the voices on the album. And then, speaking of the world's worst hit records, Yeah, I know you're going to want to bury Paul Vance, but sadly he died last year, so you're too late. But in 1972, Vance and Pockris wrote Playground in My Mind. Clint Holmes, another thing that often hits the Billboard, the world's worst hit records. Now, on top of that, if you think it's not getting worse, now we've got Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, we've got everything else, we've got Playground in My Mind. Now he co-writes Run, Joey, Run for David Geddes. All right, so obviously, by the way, if you're wondering who does that intro, the girl on the intro, that's Paul's daughter, and so Paula. So two of the Vance children actually sung on top five hits, and they later wrote some other things, which was interesting, including stuff that Esther Cajabero wrote recorded. So it wasn't all bad, but but as far as Jennifer Tompkins, well, it comes obviously with a pedigree for the world's worst hit record. It's a Paul Vance composition. All right, so.
Oh my God!
Yeah, more than you wanted to know, but I can just imagine.
Wow!
Poor Rupert, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, well, you know, he's got to make his way in.
Yeah, he was there, so why not?
Yep, he was there, and well, of course, All Night Long. I love that one.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was a great little record.
Yeah, it's too bad. That didn't do anything because, God, that horrible.
Yeah, nobody flipped it. Believe me, nobody flipped it. And that version I played, I could listen to it there. I know I ripped it probably off the internet because it's another one of those re-engineered records. Just drives me crazy. So I will soon go get the MusiCorps 45 and re-record that.
So there was something else I went, what was it what other songs were there?
Playground in My Mind. Run, Joey, Run.
Oh, that Playground. That was the one I was trying to remember the name of it. That, my name is Michael, I got a nickel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
That
one's, all right.
Yeah.
Good enough.
And Tracy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good deal. That was Ron Dante. He showed up for that session.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't sound like Rupert.
No, it wasn't. It was Ron Dante. Yeah.
Yeah. So... okay, and I'll probably have some more, just the last one, stragglers in tomorrow.
I will look forward to that. Thank you.
All right.
All right,
thanks,
good deal.
Sally.
Fine choices. Bye. Yes, Jennifer Tompkins. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we will get to Stephanie in Madison, who's got votes, and Robert in Stickney is back with more votes, and Andrew in Chicago. I think we're talking soap operas. I'm not sure. Well, of course, Rupert Holmes did write a wonderful song, soap opera, one of my favorites. All right. So meantime, it is Thanksgiving. So Thursday to Monday, the Sea Crane Company will be closed. However, you can still order online. But as far as their great telephone customer service, Thursday through Monday, nope. But other than that, this week only, you can purchase the CC Radio 3 for it's a great deal, $20 off. And that is a very nice deal. And you can call right now if you want. Like I say, they're in tonight and they're in tomorrow, but not Thursday. And that's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. Now, the CC Radio 3 is the one that John keeps by his bedside. It's the almost everything radio. With the addition of Bluetooth, you've got all sorts of possibilities. And, man, that speaker sounds good. So if you normally have things you're listening to on your smartphone, just as easy to use the Bluetooth speaker and hear it right on a great radio. Now, if you're interested in radio, you probably, like Bob Crane and everybody else many years ago, a few decades now, realized that reception was just going downhill all the way around, especially with AM. Well, Bob Crane vowed that he'd come up with products that had great reception, and boy, did he ever live up to it. Not only does every radio that Bob Crane designs have terrific AM and FM reception, but a number of other features too. Like I say, that CC Radio 3 has the Bluetooth, which is nice. It's also got the weather band and, of course, weather alerts and emergencies and stuff like that. And the 2-meter ham band, which is pretty interesting. And on top of that, of course, it's got a clock and it's got an alarm and digital buttons and all that kind of stuff that you would expect to find. But what you won't expect to find in radios today is just terrific reception for long-range AM and FM stations. And I'll tell you what, you put this next to the standard radio tune-in, say a weak AM signal, and compare it, and it'll just blow it out of the water. So it's terrific if you are a radio fan and like to pick up radio stations that otherwise are not available on your radio. If it's over the air, this one will do it, like, over your head at the moment. This, because, you know, it's not going to pick up a station that's just not anywhere near you, but if it's something that's just otherwise really tricky to pick up, this one will do it with ease. Yeah, it's just really nice. It's got an included power cord, of course. You can plug it in, but also put a set of batteries in it and you'll get over 170 hours. So that's nice as well. And the speaker is just terrific, like I say. If you like listening to voice content, that might be worth it right there. Audio quality for the spoken word sounds almost like the host is sitting next to you. And they've got separate bass and treble controls on the CC Radio 3. So whatever sound you're after, you'll get it. But it's a terrific radio, and especially if you're interested in picking up stations that are otherwise hard to pick up, can't beat it. And right now, can't beat it because that's $20 off. And you can call 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. Or, of course, you can do it online anytime, and that is ccradio.com. I'm going to warn you, though, you'll find something you just got to have, and maybe it's the CC Radio 3. If you're a radio lover, you won't walk away from that catalog without drooling, I guarantee you. Now, the nice thing is, with the holidays coming up, satisfaction guarantee extended through February. So if you're thinking about giving it as a gift, worry not if it is otherwise rejected. I don't think it will be, but if it is, you can send it right back. So ccradio.com, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
There was a time when I saw myself, a floodlit figure on the stage, the Metropolitan Opera, the Daily Critic's latest rage. But my voice went through a change about the same time as my skin. Now the upper octave's gone and what is left is getting awfully thin. There was a time when I saw myself, a superstar up on the stage, in someone's rock and roll opera. Becomes a coffee break. Here's the story up to date. Shirley's found another mate, though she'll wind up with a husband in the end. But a husband's got no life, he can't make it with his wife, though his secretary's more than just his friend. It's a day-to-day routine, and I watch the TV screen, letting Bob and Shirley live my life for me. It's an opera made of soap,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, every time I think of soap operas, I think about Rupert Holmes' soap opera from the Widescreen album, and just terrific. Yes, and in fact, we have, speaking of soap operas, what made me think about it is Andrew in Chicago. It's what he says he wants to talk about. So, all right, Andrew, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, hi. Wow, this is quick. Let me shut my door. I won't wake up the other guy. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I actually wrote it down. I was about to fall asleep around 8:30 p.m. I was like, no, I need to wake up so I can call Raleigh and talk to her about what I wanted to talk about on Friday.
Okay.
You're now off speakerphone. I just remembered.
Very good. All right, so go for it. What you wanted to talk about on Friday.
Well, so first of all, no offense if you were a broad-burning criminalist back in the day.
No, I was. No.
Okay, I figured you weren't. So, one of the biggest things I hate right now regarding soap operas is all of this. So, first of all, I'm kind of glad that a lot of people in academia, remember, I majored in digital television film at Northwestern, so I know all about this. so people are now, you know, talking about it in a good way in academia, but there's just a lot of feminist scholars out there who get it all wrong. But they and this one particular person, Jennifer Armstrong, who wrote this book called When Women Invented Television. Oh. I saw it at a bookstore. Erna's picture was on it, which was nice, so I was reading it in sections. She got everything wrong.
That's not unusual.
And she made Erna out to be this martyr figure, and mm-hmm. she called Erna a devoted mother. And oh no, everybody said that Erna, and Erna herself at the end of her life said, I did not do good because I did not care for them. And everybody said, and I know people who knew her personally, said that Erna did not love those children. She bought them, first of all, because she wanted to study them to write better, but she did not care for them. And Erna even said that in her unpublished autobiography. And she makes Erna out to be this basically like a Florence Nightingale figure, you know, and totally opposite. And she gets so many of her facts wrong, but mm-hmm. it's as bad as, I remember at Northwestern, I read this, I had to read this article on Mary Tyler Moore, and it was an academic article, supposedly, so there were no citations, where it said that Mary Tyler Moore selected her Mary Tyler Moore Enterprise logo and designed it so that it would show that femininity is as strong and powerful as masculinity by doing a parody on MGM. Well, I immediately said in class, I can pull up an interview with her video on her Indie Legends interview where she says how it came up to be. She was at a dinner party with a bunch of friends. They were drinking a bit, and somebody said, what's the name of the gig again? She says, Mary Tyler Moore Enterprises. Somebody said, MTM, like MGM. Somebody else said, why don't you do MGM, but with a cat instead? And she laughed, and her husband immediately got to work on it. And they all looked at me like I just said, women need to be, you know, barefoot and pregnant. And one of them even, you know, said, are you a Trump supporter? Like, no, I'm just looking at that. And
people rewrite history to fit their story all the time. And unfortunately, and so, you know, it's sad to put any of this in a political light, but there are always people who will. But yeah, I would just, I would not want to be in that class, that's to say the least, but it's not surprising. Well, it didn't surprise you, did it?
It didn't surprise me. However, every time something like that came up, my blood boiled.
Well,
you know, I remember when Tippi Hedren first came out. Wow, I'm getting way off this now. Came out, talked about Hitchcock, and immediately you can even find this article on The Guardian of all places, where all these Hitchcock historians came out in his defense after mm-hmm. fact checking everything in her book. One thing she mentioned was that Hitchcock, on the set of The Birds, when she was in the phone booth, punched through the glass. And one Hitchcock historian did thorough research and discovered that when she was shooting those scenes, Hitchcock was on vacation with his family. And he found the hotel, when you go to a hotel and you sign in and everything. But, of course, nobody will believe him. And all these people fact-checked. And one thing, too, was that she said that Hitchcock wouldn't let her go to this gala in New York while she was filming Marnie. And she painted this elaborate story. And another Hitchcock historian in the same article said, I found a memo from the head of the department head of the studio saying, do not let anybody go because you need to finish that production.
Hang on a minute. don't go away. Stay right where you are. Yeah, and the big thing to remember about this, of course, is that's happening with the authors of textbooks as well. All right, we'll pick it up right there. We'll get some votes on the world's worst hit records, and we'll hear from you, I hope, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, live version of Buddy Miles, Them Changes, a song that Jimmy P wanted to hear, 1970, on Mercury. And it's a very interesting single because it was released several times in 1970 with half a dozen different flip sides. And it's strange. You might have on it Spot on the Wall or The Way I Feel Tonight or Down by the River, We Gotta Live Together, or 69 Freedom, or Your Feeling Is Mine, or even Memphis Train. I've never bothered to research it. I have utterly no idea what was up with that. But you can see the vinyl and flip them over and say, that's not the same flip side. So I have absolutely no idea. Now, of course, the DJ copy, the white label, was just Them Changes on both sides. So I digress. Now, we were talking with Andrew about the cold reality, nothing new about this. And he found it out about a soap opera book. But what authors claim is history and what is history very often have very little in common. So all I can say, Andrew, is get used to it.
Well, I'm glad you said that. One of my weird things I like to collect, you probably will get a kick out of this. I have an old Moviola, and I actually buy old, like, 8 millimeter film. And I actually have newsreels from the 1930s. And to me, Raleigh, that's one good way to actually learn about history. And but also, I have, back home in Texas, I have almost every issue of Life from 1970. And I cannot, and it blew my mind, actually found it all in the steamer trunk buried in my parents' garage, which is incredible. And I cannot believe how much the mainstream press, like Nixon in 1970.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that this is, you know, probably not appropriate for this show on this night because it's a pretty damn serious topic. But the rewriting of history is endemic. I mean, you'll find it virtually everywhere for a variety of reasons. So in a college setting, somebody doing what they did in a course that ostensibly involved the history of soap operas, enraging but not surprising. If you're trying to get a degree, you just kind of nod your head and write what they want to say and leave the room shaking your head. That's about it. You're not going to change their minds.
Oh, no. That's something that...
not worth it.
Well, on a not serious note at all, during the commercial break, I was actually on... and don't worry, fellow callers and listeners, you didn't put me up for this. Anyway, I was on Bob Crane's website, looking at the radios. I have to save up some of my unemployment money, but so there is this one I like. If you hit the orphans tab,
on
his website, you can find discounted ones. And there is one I really like, and I'm going to save up for it. $77. It has AM/FM, shortwave, weather alert, and This surprised me. It also has DHF.
Yeah, you're talking about the SkyWave? Now,
yeah, it's
portable SkyWave. Yeah, VHF airband. I assume that the airband is still on VHF. I mean, so much has moved off of it, but I assume it's still there?
Well, yeah, it says it.
Well, I know the radio says it, but I'm going to look that up. I want to make sure it's still there. But yeah, that's a neat radio, and I'll tell you why. More than there are so many things about it. It's just a neat radio. So it will work. Period. And it's a great little travel radio. So I like mine, but I've never bothered to check to see whether or not that VHF is still doing what it was doing. I'll find out, and I will let you know.
Thank you. And finally, before I, you know, piss off all the callers for hogging your time, I'm kidding, or maybe not. I actually have on my bulletin board now and around my apartment, a poster I made using my printer says, write your soap book, which I've been writing since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 16 years, I have my office, all of the research is scattered. That's why it's postponed, because I don't get out organizing this.
I can relate to that. Okay, let me interrupt you to say, yes, the air band is, the aviation band is still where it was, so that radio will pick it up.
Oh, cool. And on the bottom, it says, discredit this rod, and of course, in the middle is that woman. So it's actually firing me up. Wow. But I actually feel, I when it comes to soaps, though, I am kind of nutty, and I probably oversell it, the influence it had over America and capitalism, everything.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, that's going to take a lot longer to go into, so I will save capitalism for another show.
Okay. So,
all right.
So, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. But yeah, I share Andrew's ire when you read things that are just dead wrong. And sometimes, especially if it's a third party author, it might even be well intended. They just get stuff wrong. And I was interviewed, and it's got to be 40 years ago now, for Delta Airlines in-flight magazine. And the guy quoted me as saying something, and I forget what it is exactly, but it was absolutely nonsensical. I mean, I remember at the time saying, thank God I didn't read this while I was on the plane. I'd have jumped out. I mean, it was that bad. And I can't remember. It was two formats which he claimed I said were a combination of a third format that, quote, had not yet been legitimized. I can't even imagine. Well, anyway, I'll have to find that. I probably don't have any copies, but I often wonder when I read something like that, and my God, it was a quote of supposedly that I said, and I didn't say anything like it, is, well, wait a minute. Is any of the hard news I'm reading in any of these other articles any more accurate? And I don't think the guy had an agenda. I think he was just stupid. All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Stephanie is in Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, Raleigh, thank you so much. Hey, I've got, I'm sitting here and smiling away because I've got all these songs floating through my head, these titles and songs that have really good memories for me, and songs that, well, first off, let me mention the I think are real turkeys. I Wish That We Were Married by Ronnie and the Highlights.
Okay.
I hate that one.
For the longest time, I thought Ronnie was a girl, so that shows you what I know.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. Wonderful Summer by
Robin Ward.
By Robin. Yep, loathe that one. My husband, we were talking about it, he really likes that one. And She actually, her name was Jackie Ward. She took Robin. That was her daughter's name.
Yeah, right, exactly. She was a background singer on a ton of things. She also was on Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She was like, yeah. And then they speeded her voice up to make her sound younger.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, yeah. Undercover Angel by Ellen O'Day.
Okay. You didn't vote for that before, did you? Because somebody did.
No.
Okay.
No, but okay. Not me.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
Think of, and I will second Clint Holmes, It's a Horrible Song.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
And Run, Joey, Run. Second that one.
Okay.
And Tracy, of course. Well, Tracy is our daughter's name, so that has sentimental value.
So are we we voting for it or not?
No.
All right.
I love the one song by Rupert Holmes that I really love is Him.
Oh,
it's such
okay.
a great song.
All right.
Yeah. I really like that one. So I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
I enjoyed hearing these changes.
Them changes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a big record for a minute there.
I'm sorry, what, hon?
I say that was a big record for a minute there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. I had the album. I remember playing it a lot, Down by the River and all those other good songs. So, but I bet there's other folks that want to get in, and so I will hang up, and I may talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. You betcha.
So, and of course, tomorrow is the final voting. So, yeah, after that, well, then comes Thanksgiving. And you'll be thankful if you miss the show because I'm going to play them back. No, not all of them, and we'll have a good time. But Natalie's a first-time caller, and she's in South Jersey. Oh, man, I'm waiting for her to vote for Bila by the Versatones. All right, so, Natalie, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh. I just love your show, both my husband and I. And my husband was in radio a little bit on... Yeah. WDBL in Vineland in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
I think it's WDLT.
Yes.
Now, but he became an air traffic controller later on, so he was still on the air, but different.
Well, good for him. Is he still doing it, or did he retire?
He had to retire.
Yeah, he hit the he hit the magic age, huh?
He did several years ago.
Yeah. Now, was he doing center or tower or flight service station?
A tower.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. What tower?
Atlantic City.
Oh, that's got to be interesting. I didn't even realize that was manned. Good.
Yeah, and it's not as big as some, but and he also worked at the center in on Long Island, so that was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. You got a lot of Atlantic Ocean traffic.
I wanted to tell you my vote and also one little tidbit you might be interested in. My vote is for the Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr.
Very good.
And a couple of weeks ago, I think it was the first weekend in November, the Philadelphia Inquirer, maybe you heard this, but it ran a sizable article on Val Shively.
Good. No, I hadn't seen that. Somebody told me that they've made a documentary movie, and I got to call him about that because it's like, I want a copy of that. But no, good. Well, I'm glad they did because he's almost the last man standing when it comes to those stores.
It was a really nice article.
Good.
So if you can get a copy of it, it was really nice, and it did him justice.
Good. I'm so glad.
Lastly, sometime could you play something by the Delphonics? I just love the Delphonics.
You betcha. I'll be happy to do that.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good evening, Raleigh, and have a nice holiday.
You too, and call again. I appreciate it, Natalie.
Absolutely.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, so we'll have some Delphonics coming up next, and then we'll talk to Robert with more votes, and Don in Beloit, and John in Covington, and Eduardo in Tampa, and Roger in LaGrange. And I'm saying goodbye to Natalie here. Let me hang that up. Now there is one line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean.
try.
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I know is la 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 la. I love you. Oh, baby, please now. La 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 la. I love you. If I ever saw a girl that I needed in this world, you are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my girl, and fill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And interestingly, usually when I play something by a group that had a real big hit, it's not that, because there's something else that I'll say, oh, but I like this so much better. Well, when it comes to the Delphonics, I'll tell you what. That La La Means I Love You, their original record, was, they never beat it. And they've had a number of other things that were great, but that to me is the one that floats my boat all the way around. 1968, and happy to play that for Natalie. And yeah, that was on Philly Groove, by the way. Philly Groove was a little label that also had First Choice, and Stan Watson and Sam Bell had it, but Tom Bell was their A&R guy, and Bell Records distributed it. But that was the deal. Yeah, the Delphonics. And they did a lot of things. I know John's real sick of this story, I'm sure. But years ago, he had shown me a documentary that he had directed on Philadelphia music when he was working for one of the television stations in Philadelphia. And I looked at it and I said, you spelled Delphonics wrong. No, I didn't. I said, no, you did. No. Raleigh, over a dozen people in Philadelphia saw this. They know all of it. I said, you spelled it wrong. And I knew he wasn't going to believe it, so I walked over to my records and I got three or four Delphonics albums out, and I said, you see, it has an F. Believe me, it doesn't have a PH. They wouldn't get it wrong on the albums. And to this day, every time it comes up, I have absolutely no idea, because I don't doubt for a minute that I'm sure more than a dozen people in Philadelphia saw this, had a chance to go over this. How did they not notice? Yeah, it is and will always be Delphonics, the Delphonics. Yeah, and La La Means I Love You, which was, like I say, just the best. And in some ways, you know, we talk about the Philly sound, that silky, sweet soul sound. And that was really part of the genesis of it. And so Tom Bell, absolutely involved in that. And William Hart, lead vocalist, of course. And Did I Blow Your Mind, I think, was a Grammy winner. And, of course, Ready or Not, Here I Come was a great song. But to me, man, La La Means I Love You. That's the one. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And that gets us to Robert is voting again in Stickney. All right, Robert, what you got for me?
Yeah, okay, I've got a couple more. I don't think I heard them before. Sue Thompson's Norman.
Oh, yes, yes, it's got a few votes. Very good.
Yeah, and there was one at Christmas time called Pretty Little Dolly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a Chicago original, and I'll count that only because it was so big in Chicago. But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, that'll count. Anywhere else, I'd say, nah, not a hit. But you gotta count it in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, it was funny, very funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was Mona Aboud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and when she sung it on The Tonight Show, it was just classic. Johnny Carson fell apart.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, so if Johnny liked it, it had to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good,
well,
good deal.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, if I think of something else, I don't know.
Yeah, call me back.
Till tomorrow night yet,
yes.
Too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Till the end of the show tomorrow night. Polls close when the show ends, and that's it. So, yeah, absolutely call back. All right, thanks.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, Dr. Demento played The Pretty Little Dolly as well. And if you're unaware of the song, it's the ending. I'll say that. And yeah, I just, I love seeing Carson practically fall out of the chair. Laura in Willowbrook, welcome to WGN Radio. Laura,
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if any of these have been nominated, but I think they're all hits anyway, at least to some people.
All right.
Okay. All right. First things, don't worry, be happy. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to scream.
Well, I'm going to scream if we don't hold on because John said it's time for the news. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
We'll pick up Bobby McFerrin and your votes later right here on WGN Radio.
God being the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Her. I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays
WGN
the blues.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And yes, Bob in Lockport had a whole list of double entendres he wanted to hear. And Bull Moose Jackson was on that big 10-inch record. And we got other things coming up like Dave Bartholomew, My Ding-a-ling. You didn't ask for it, but you can't play these records without playing the swallow. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. And so we'll get to all of that and more coming up. 888-876-5593. We're back to Laura in Willow Grove. We left her at the horrible Bobby McFerrin, which is, of course, Don't Worry, Be Happy. But you can't really hate it because it's the only song I know with litigate in it, in the lyrics. But yes, I'll accept it. All right.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a good one. I like Bobby McFerrin, but I don't know.
Okay.
My next one is, this one, it was great for music and dancing, because I used to do country line dancing, but oh my God, they could shut off the words, achy, breaky heart, oh my God.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, I think people either love it or hate it.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. And then my last one, I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot with my dog, and I nominate Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh! All right. You betcha. All right. Very good. Fine choices.
Thanks, Robbie.
All right. Thanks for
holiday.
Calling. Appreciate it.
Bye.
You too. Yeah. So you ain't lived until you've seen the Mummers doing marching to Who Let the Dogs Out. So, yeah. New Year's Day wouldn't be the same without the Mummers. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, John in Covington, Kentucky has some votes, so I can't wait to hear them. What you got for me?
I only have one.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a hit. The Abraham Martin and John by Dion.
Huge hit.
I like that very much. Now the harp at the end, I can live without that. But the one I'm talking about is this disc jockey.
Tom Clay.
Oh my gosh, that man! That still makes me mad, and I know it won't make the playlist.
It's what the world needs now is love, Tom
right,
Clay.
And he uses little kids,
yes,
at the end, he asks for one little girl, what is prejudice, and
I think it's
when somebody's sick.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I get that, but he's taken live excerpts out of these assassinations. You know, both the Kennedys and the Martin, he's taken live broadcast of these things and put them on a record, and cashed in on them, and I just don't think that's right. I know it won't make your playlist, but
no,
I've been wanting to get that off my chest for years.
It's had some votes, and in terms of that, I don't know whether there were lawsuits, because, you know, in things like that, there usually are, but I don't know if there were. But nonetheless, yes, it is Mo West, because of course he used to work in Detroit. But yeah, he's been gone since 1995. Died in.
Oh well, I am sorry to hear that. The man must have had some talent, but you don't cash in on tragedies.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But no, he was on a number of radio stations, including WWOL in Buffalo when he was there, and. Yeah, that was mid-50s. So he was playing some good things there. And he was in Cincinnati for a while, believe it or not.
Oh, and, I must have missed him.
Yeah, mid-50s.
I see. Yeah,
he wound up kind of blackballed for a minute in the Paola scandals. And then he was in Detroit, first at QDWQTE, and then they went to Easy Listening in about 1961, so that was it. Then he was in L.A. at K-Day, and then he came back to Detroit for a while. He was on CKLW in Windsor, and it was interesting because even when he was in L.A., he was a guy who liked to socialize with the stars.
I always thought he came off when he had that record out like he was like a Rod McEwen type.
I know he was close to Marilyn Monroe when he was in L.A. in the 50s. And, he didn't talk about that publicly, but his daughter said, well, all I got out of him was that she seemed very lonely. So he would get together with her regularly. And then, of course, you know, he was on the air when the Beatles hit. So, of course, like everybody else, he started his own Beatles Booster Club in his case. But you know, everybody did that kind of stuff.
Well, I appreciate your time,
sure,
Raleigh.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and he was on W4 for a while. And I think his Detroit connections are what got him on Mo West when he did What the World Needs Now is Love. And like I say, I don't know. It got to number 3 on the charts. I have no idea if anybody sued about that. But there were obviously some copyrighted instances in there. Just like Buchanan and Goodman, of course, they were sued for Flying Saucer. And hence the later Buchanan and Goodman on trial. It didn't stop them. And the courts are interesting in how they rule on that, but that's for another time. 888-876-5593. We got Pete, a first-time caller in Wisconsin. Welcome, Pete, to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hey, I'm not sure if it's Lou Reed or Velvet Underground. It's Walking the Wild.
Oh, it's Lou Reed. I knew where that was going. It's Lou Reed. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and
Holly
then,
came
the
from
one,
Miami, FLA.
One of both was, okay. Hey, did you rock and roll, rock and... I can't remember the name of it. Was that Gary Glitter? But I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Sing more of it for me.
Well, Velvet Underground, I think, did a tune. Little Jenny, she's like 5 years old. She can't believe what's going on at all.
Yeah, I don't think it hit as a single. I think you're fortunate.
That should have been a hit.
Yeah.
We hardly ever played it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good choices to add to the list, and I appreciate it. I hope you're going to call me again.
As a matter of fact, could you please play that last record I mentioned?
I don't know. Well, I'd have to have it. I don't know. But if I can find it, I will.
Yeah, I don't know what the title of it is.
Well, that part.
I hardly ever play it.
Yeah, I'll look for it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, very good. Yeah, why not? It'll be a little different, but sure, I'll look. Anyway, we'll get to Don and Eduardo and Roger, and there's still room for you, too, as the votes go on, and I haven't forgotten about D.B. Cooper. But, you know, we've got another hour and 15 minutes or so plenty of time to tell you about the convention and more coming up on WGN Radio.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin. No meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand. She wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. It's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat. Some fellows don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. You gotta love it. Well, I do anyway. The Swallows. It was a flip side, actually. The flip side of Eternally. And it was on King Records in 1951. And it was about as risque as it got as far as that goes. But, probably in some ways the Swallows... I won't say their only cause of fame. I think Will You Be Mine. They're from Baltimore. They were the Ocaliers. But in the meantime, I had found Pete's record, and I didn't find it in time to start it right after that commercial break, but I did find it. And so, hard to believe. And the title was easy to remember because it's just rock and roll. I think this is it.
When she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was all right.
Hey,
baby, you know it was all right.
Yeah, September 1970, that album was an album cut. And interestingly, Lou Reed, there was an interview when he said, it's biographical. And so I thought, interesting. All right. And he said, yeah, for me, that's what it was. It was an Elvis Presley record that that turned his life around. All right. Or maybe turned it in the wrong direction. I'll leave that to you. So, okay, Pete. So there you have it. Hard to believe I found it, but there it is. Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, this is great talking to you. How are you?
Can't complain. What you got? You got votes for me?
Yeah. But I wanted to say that my chickens are laying eggs now like crazy. It's just such a... I've helped people raise chickens before, but these are my own from little chicks. And doing it yourself, and it's just such a satisfaction to...
Well, this is interesting because, of course, all of us who used to listen to WLAC always heard about Red Top Baby Chicks, 100 Red Top Baby Chicks. It was just $2.99, right. And at that price, sex couldn't be guaranteed. But I never knew anybody who actually grew the thing. So as far as inspirations, what causes a chicken to be more likely to lay, so to speak, as it were?
Well, you just got to keep them happy, regular.
How would you do that?
A lot of good vitamins. I think a lot of vitamins in their water helps a little bit. Just keeping up with that a little bit. And there's a lot of tricks. Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
I don't know how you would keep a chicken happy. So that's an interesting subject.
Well, I play music to them a lot, and I think that kind of helps them out too.
What do they like?
Well, rhythm and blues, of course.
Okay, good. Well, plants don't, you know. Plants prefer classical, and that's an issue I have with plants.
Well, my father raised four boys, of course. My dad was a scientist, and we had to do all those crazy experiments with plants. So when I was a kid, that was all a big rage to do stuff like that.
Well, you know, they're afraid of fire.
Well, I've been playing hockey a lot, and I'm glad I could get a hold of you tonight. I'm following Stephanie from Madison. I always learn something when I listen to you two talk. And Mm-hmm. What, that was Robin Ward you were talking about, right?
Yeah, Robin Ward, Jackie Ward. Yeah, her daughter's name was Robin, but yes.
Oh, right. Because, you know, you and I talked about Pat Boone, and, yeah. and of all the sappiest hits he had.
Well, no, but I mean, she did background singing, and so she was the one who was in the studio who did the la-la-las on Speedy Gonzales.
Right, right. I was hoping people would second that, but I already that was already my one thing I did with you before, so I can't vote again on that one. But I'm hoping others might.
Okay.
I've been studying 1961 a lot.
Why?
And I got, well, it's just a great year for Don from Beloit.
Okay.
But there's so many great hits in that year. But,
yes, I loved 1961. I remember it very well.
Oh my God, it's so great! It's so great!
It was a
so
fine
many
year.
Great ones.
Yeah.
I got a really good one for you.
Okay.
How this woman could screech, I don't know, but it reached number eight on Billboard, I guess. Well, I found out later she was only 15 years old, so she was just a little kid from London. So from the Parent Trap movie, I'm going to vote for Haley Mills, Let's Get Together.
Well, yeah, and the reason that was a hit is because she was such a big deal as an actress at the time.
Right, right.
That's what did it, and that was the movement where they had all the little actors and actresses having to do these pop songs, particularly the TV shows, you know, so it didn't matter whether it was poor Shelley Fabre having to do Johnny Angel or Paul Peterson or all of them. This was a sort of a requirement, and it didn't stop. I mean, later when Patty Duke was on the air, they made her sing, and, you know,
I think that
added to her lifetime of depression.
Well, do you remember that Johnny Jingo and some of those other hits?
Of course,
she had?
Of course.
Well, that chorus, the chorus for Let's Get Together, it's like going to the dentist for surgery or something.
So, well,
I don't know. I think it's pretty bad.
Well, it is, by the way, and I've absolutely written it down. But see, the thing about that is they sold because of, you know, that she was a cute little blonde girl in movies and stuff. So that's what caused that to happen. And it was horrible. And by the way, it's a whole album. Came out in 62, actually, the album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Johnny Jingo was on that album, but you know, so is everything else that you never want to hear again.
Robert and Richard Sherman team, those brothers wrote that song for, I think they did Disney stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it was on Vista. It was on Disney's label. And so that was the deal. And, of course, Let's Get Together was the soundtrack of The Parent Trap. So, yeah.
Popular movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it'd be a thrill if you could play that tomorrow or tonight or something sometime. That chorus of that for a few seconds is so funny, I think. I think it's hilarious.
There's something interesting about that 45 on Vista. If you have it, it's a light blue color. Vista's in script and white. And it says, Let's Get Together, and then it tells you it's from the soundtrack and all that and who wrote it. And then it says Haley Mills, which you'd expect. And underneath it, it says, and Haley Mills. So I don't know what to make of that. Her name's on this label twice.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Oh, okay. So I'm not looking at it. I'm doing it from memory. I unfortunately own this record, and you know, but I to this day, I mean, we're talking over 60 years later. I have absolutely no idea what Haley Mills and Haley Mills meant on that label.
Good point. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, was it because they double-tracked it? I mean, was that finally Honesty in 45s or something? I don't know. I'd have to listen to it, I guess, again. But yes, that and Johnny Jingo were the two.
Do you remember in 61, I think you mentioned these a few weeks ago, the Paris Sisters?
Oh, of course.
I Love How You Love Me.
Yeah.
Priscilla, Albus, and Sherelle.
Yeah, the Paris Sisters.
Some of Phil Spector's team in San Francisco.
Yeah, they were from San Francisco, and it was Phil Spector who did the producing on it. Yeah, and I think they're dead. I don't know if they all are, but I think Albeth has been dead for a while, and Priscilla, yeah. So Cheryl might still be alive, I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah?
It was a hit, whether you wanted it to be or not.
Yeah.
But
do you remember? Did you ever see Carla Thomas perform? She was 61. She had Gee Whiz.
Well,
she also had two sisters that also sang.
Well, the reason Carla Thomas was on the label, of course, was because her father was Rufus Thomas. You know, it was pretty interesting. And of course, he was a big jock on WDIA and had a number of records on Stax. But yeah, Carla Thomas did one of the few Christmas songs I really love, which is Gee Whiz, It's Christmas.
That's neat. That's, maybe you could play one of her songs sometime, but WDIA, that had those...
Hang on. You can't go anywhere because the news is about to start and I'm about to stop on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, painful, I tell you what. I'm Raleigh James. That might be one of the world's worst hit records, depending on how you voted on it. I mentioned I've had this record since it came out, I guess, along with everything else, 1961. But the deal is that I don't go to movies, and God knows I don't, when I see the labels, I don't usually follow through, and until the internet, you couldn't anyway. But so I've always wondered, why is it that there are two Hayley Mills on that, by Hayley Mills and Hayley Mills? Well, apparently, if I had seen the movie, I would understand this, because that, of course, is from the film The Parent Trap, which apparently has Hayley Mills starring as a pair of teenage twins plotting to reunite their divorced parents. Thank God I missed that. I think Brian Keith was one of them. In any shame on him, but I guess, hey, it's work, it pays. All right, so we're talking to Don and Beloit. So now we know. I'm sorry we do.
Yeah, it's kind of like when people saw Patty Duke later on TV, it was kind of like how Patty Duke, you know, had her cousin.
Well, it probably came ripped off directly from it.
Exactly. Yeah. Look at a cute person, have them sing, and have a 1960s version of like Doris Day, right? Something like that.
I wouldn't go that far. And poor Patty Duke, I don't think she wanted to sing that. That was one, you know, sort of like Shelley Fabre didn't want to sing any of those records. And later, many, many years later in an interview, she said, yeah, those records were fine. The only problem is I can't sing, you know, and that was the truth. She couldn't.
Hey, one more thing about WDIA and Rufus Thomas and all the people at WDIA, you know, is that right? Carla Thomas was so good as a kid. They had her on that high school. They sponsored that high school kids group, kids program called Teen Town Singers, I guess.
Which was fairly common. What about it?
Yeah. And so she gets into that as like a young girl, and she sticks with that. And I guess Isaac Hayes was with that group at one time, which just blows my mind. Like, great music goes in circles so much, especially R&B music. So anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. And you probably knew all about WDIA.
Well, of course, DIA and there are others, but yeah, that was Muha Williams. Was there, and the Teen Town Singers, I absolutely remember them. But sure, there are a ton of great soul stations, and DIA was not part of the OK group, which is probably my favorite little soul chain. But yeah.
Well, I'll be not invited to Thanksgiving again, but I'll be having a good time with some friends.
Well, good.
You and John have a great one.
All right. I'll be right here. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, we will have a good time playing back the world's worst hit records, and I promise you that we will not have the Hayley Mills record there as far as that goes. I think the Teen Town Singers were around until like 1970, and they were... It was an interesting little bit on DIA. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Oh, Peter in Sauk Village wants in on Haley Mills. All right, Peter.
I had that 45.
I'm so sorry.
And I saw that movie on a big screen as a little boy.
Oh.
Yes. The Holiday Theater in Park Forest.
Uh-huh.
Was within walking distance of the townhouse where I spent the first five formative years of my existence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 45 that, well, I inherited it when my brother decided it wasn't cool anymore. And
he was right, by the way.
Oh yeah. But it was a record, and I put it right next to the first one I ever bought, which was another Disney wonder from The Lady and the Tramp, and that was We Are Siamese.
Oh, God.
Please.
Well,
my folks had a breeding pair of Seal Point Siamese before they had me, so I grew up surrounded by loud cats.
Yeah, so your parents decided to branch out. They went from cats to you. Interesting.
Well, no, they started with my brother, and then they couldn't drown him out with a cat, so they tried another human.
All right.
No, my brother's name literally is David Jeffrey. So, and he, guess what industry he went into?
I don't know. You tell me.
He was DJ the DJ.
Oh, okay. Of course. Why not? Yes.
And
yes.
He had wonderful tones that were truly pear-shaped and was out there doing rock and roll.
Well, at least
Phoenix,
he wasn't.
And Tucson and Bisbee. And then.
Where was he in Phoenix and Tucson? Do you know?
I could text him or call him and get the call letters, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He was doing rock and roll. This would have been like mid-late 70s.
Oh, okay, that's much. I was going to ask if you work with certain people, but that would have been like early 60s, so never mind. All right.
Yeah, and then he went down to Bisbee, which is in a weird position with all the copper trailings around.
Yeah, they've really tried to doll up Bisbee, and some people think it's really neat and all that, but I just don't get it.
Well, they'd hardly get radio down there either.
Oh, no, of course. But, I mean, it's literally become like this tourist town, and I can't imagine what the fascination is. Having been there, I can tell you firsthand, I wouldn't go back unless I had an absolute valid reason.
I've never visited, so I couldn't tell a thing about it. Matter of fact, in all the time that my brother was out there in living mostly in the Tucson area, and he had a wife and some kids, and then moved on from all of that and went on out to Southern California, and eventually got out of the radio business.
Okay. Well,
but he still has one problem. When you try to talk to him, like I just did to you, he will not permit dead air.
Oh, interesting.
In a conversation.
Interesting. All right.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so at least
he wasn't BJ the DJ, because you know what that country hit was about. Only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour. He'll spin the hits no more. But yeah.
No.
All right. So
I don't have any songs titles that I can add.
Really?
My mind is like a piece of Swiss cheese. I've had five major knockout level concussions in my adult life, and along with the innumerable smaller ones. I was high school class of 72. It goes back to the headbutting drill days.
Okay.
I mean, we did it on purpose.
All right.
And so, trying to remember some things, you just, no.
Not as good as others.
Not as good as others, but others can be perfectly solid. At one time, I was eidetic with my memory. And unfortunately, I can remember being that way, and I am not that way now, kind of like an amputee remembers his hand.
There's an analogy for you. All right.
Yeah, I just came up with that one. Wasn't that an interesting one?
Try again.
Yeah, it's like having had an ability, and you remember having had it, but you can't do it anymore.
Yes, yes. Well, at least you don't have any phantom pain. Although, in your own way, you probably got a lot of phantom pain.
Well, Raleigh, I've never mentioned this to you on the air, but you cannot name a body part, system, organ, bone type, and I can't tell you what went wrong and when.
All right. Well, very good. So at least you've had some fun along the way.
Yeah. I should have gone to Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I would have fit my body type, the rambling wreck.
Well, if we went to Georgia Tech, it could have been good. You would be right across the street from the Varsity, one of my favorite drive-ins. All right.
That's been great.
Double decker.
Well, I'm going to get out of your ear because I'm sure there's people who can remember the names of songs
I'm counting
that they want to vote for. Because if I'd made a checklist, I could have told you all the ones I want a second. But
all right. Well, if you hear one, let us know. And thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great holiday.
All right. You too. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, we've got Eduardo, and don't go away, Eduardo, and Roger, and LaGrange going to vote, and James on the south side, and there's room for you, and if you don't get in tonight, well, there is tomorrow night, and I hope to tell you about CooperCon and what they did or didn't disclose this year, and more coming up on WGN Radio.
He's playing that rock and roll. But there's only one beat that can move my feet, and it's good old shag and beach music. So, hey,
yes, his shoes are right.
I got them on and I'm ready.
They stay down real tight.
All I need is a girl who can move just the way that I do. And baby, I believe it's you. So come here and see. I got a feeling that it's
gonna be a perfect night.
If you'll just put your hand in mine and move your body in time, I know we're gonna be so fine. Hey, hey.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh. It's gonna be so fine, baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. J.D. Cash, Madanson Shoes, and it was absolutely Bob in Lockport who, back in September, said, play some beach music at the end of summer. Well, it's mid-fall, so, and I just found his email while I was looking for yours. I also just noticed we got some texts today on votes, several of them, including Cherry and Lake in the Hills, Wives and Lovers, Jack Jones. All right, get down with your bad self. And after the show tonight, I'll try to go through all the phone calls and texts to see what I can figure out. There you go. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, and we were talking, I believe we were talking with Peter. I don't know, are we done talking with Peter? Are you there, Peter? We might have finished with Peter. It's hard to say. That's right. Let's see. What time is 11:26? Lost control of the show at 11:24. Okay, very good. Now let's move directly on as we do. And all lines. Well, there's now one line available for you if you're wanting to vote. 888-876-5593. Jan in Dallas is back with more votes. All right, Jan.
Hello there. Tiny Kangaroo Down.
Oh yes, Rolf Harris. Very fine.
Oh, yes. May I make a quick comment on Hattie Mills?
Absolutely.
Well, of course, well, I loved it. But you know when you talked about her name being on there twice, I believe you talked about the Supremes and Diana Ross.
Yeah.
And that, was it Barry Gordy, when he would bill them as the Supremes and Diana Ross, he'd get paid twice. So I thought maybe with her name being on the label twice, maybe she'd get paid twice.
No, I think it was because of the Parent Trap that she played two roles.
Oh, right. And I did love the Parent Trap. I really did. But I don't know if I bought the song, though. But anyway, but I'm sure looking forward to a Thanksgiving night with you.
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you then. Thanks, Jan.
Okay,
bye. So there you have that. 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, Roger in LaGrange, you going to give me a vote. All right, Roger. No?
Hi, Raleigh.
There you are. Okay.
I got a couple songs here that I think were pretty high up in the charts. The first one was Sock It To Me from Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Surfing Bird.
Oh, the Trashman. Okay.
You know what? I first heard that when I was like in seventh grade, and it keeps coming back in my head like all the time. And I've noticed other people doing that too. So, I don't know. They must have had like some kind of hypnical, like, message going to their, whatever it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's the weather. They were from the
50 years.
Yes. Well, yeah. Surfing Bird, indeed. And a terrible song all the way around, as far as I can So, yes, that was a hit. It was along the lines of Papa Umau Mau, of course. But what's interesting is the Trashmen. The Trashmen were known as a surf band. Now, what I found fascinating about that is they were from Minneapolis. So I don't know where they found
them. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right. And they were, the premier landlocked Midwestern surf group, though I think the Astronauts from Colorado might have qualified, too. It's hard to say. But, yes, they were clear. They were on Soma, which was, Soma is Amos spelled backwards, and Amos Hilliker, the Hilliker brothers, were the big record distributor. So that's how that got out there.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Well, it's a very good choice, and consider it added to the list.
Okay. And that's all. Just
don't eat
too much turkey before you go to work tomorrow.
None to worry. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks.
All right.
And we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio.
A long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after staying overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with a darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms and said, "Benny is his name." He says, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling, can't you please explain? So I won't be so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, but still she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He says, "I've asked the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down." Now he said about a little thing like this, I ordinarily shouldn't bother. He said, "But mama, what little I know about children, I'm sure they gotta have fathers." And as I look at Benny, he said, "I can't plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't from me." We'll be right back.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And yes, I promised I'd play that, and there it is. Benny's from Heaven, and that's Eddie Jefferson, who was just terrific. Born in Pittsburgh, sadly murdered in Detroit. And that was May of 79. He was killed outside Baker's Keyboard Lounge. He left the club with fellow bandleader, and he was shot. And there was a late model Lincoln that was spotted speeding away from the scene, and the driver was later picked up and on trial, and he was acquitted. Apparently, the driver was the suspect was a guy who had been a dancer in Eddie's review and been fired, but apparently that's the deal. His best known song, obviously, jazz fans would know in a heartbeat, Moody's Mood for Love, but deal is that King Pleasure had the big hit on that, it's true, but even they will cite Eddie Jefferson as their influence. So, yeah. All right. So there you have it. Benny's from Heaven, because it damn sure ain't from me. All right. So now, I believe we were talking to Roger and LaGrange, if he's still with us. Are you there, Roger? We have lost Roger. All right. How rudely interrupted by the news, but it happened. So we'll say goodbye to Roger. And we will say, wait a minute here. We will say hello to Eduardo in Tampa, if he's still with us. Are you there, Eduardo? No, we lost Eduardo. Who could blame him? It's getting late in the show. I understand that, and apologies for that. Of course, we've got 3 hours tomorrow night as well, and that'll be the final voting. So what do we have? Valerie in Warrenville going to add to her votes. All right, go for it.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry I fell asleep on you last night.
That's quite all right.
I am seconding and maybe firsting a few things.
Okay.
Tie Me Down, Kangaroo.
Okay.
Or whatever. Torn Between Two Lovers.
Okay.
Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, unless there's somebody earlier.
Okay.
Feelings.
Okay.
Who Let the Dogs Out.
Okay. The Baja.
With Arms Wide Open.
Who's that?
Creed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was mainstream Christian rock.
As long as it was a hit. No, as long as it was a hit, it counts.
It was a hit. I think it made it 100 for a week.
No, it had to do better than that.
No, it was on the Hot 100.
Yeah, I know, but it had to be like number 60 or above. It had to be a hit.
Okay. Number one.
All right, number one. All right, so 1999 for Creed. All right, I believe it. All right, with Arms Wide Open, Creed, 1999. Very well.
Okay. Tell Me Something Good.
Oh.
By Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Yeah. All right.
These were my roller skating day here. You're Having My Baby by Paul Anka.
Ah, yeah.
And the Coots person.
Yeah, Odia Coates, yeah.
Yeah. Mockingbird, Carly Simon and James Taylor.
Okay.
Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede.
Blue Suede, yes, okay.
Blue Suede. Benny and the Jets by Mr. Dawn.
Benny and the Jets, okay.
Yeah, and Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
Ah, yes. All right. Some fine choices.
I have a love-hate relationship with that last one.
Really?
Yeah.
I try to have no relationship with it at any time. All right.
Yeah. It was my favorite for a while, especially because of the movie.
Yeah, by the way, I was looking at this with Arms Wide Open. It was number one. That's frightening, isn't it? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Well, thank you for the wonderful choices. I appreciate that.
Hopefully, I seconded a bunch of them.
I hope so, too, because that's how it works. It's a numerical count.
Yeah, and not additional singles to the bottom X numbers.
Oh, that's fine, too. That's absolutely fine. The more the merrier. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
I'll listen in for the rest. Thank you.
All right, so that's the deal. And with Arms Wide Open, I'm reading about this. It says it was written within 15 minutes. And yeah, I know. And Valerie's saying, yeah, and it sounds it too. Well, maybe it does. I don't know. But number one, how about that? All right, so Steve in New Jersey is going to vote. What do you got for me, Steve?
Okay, hello, all. You have some more to add to the list.
Oh, good.
I have The Americans by Gordon Sinclair.
Oh, God, yes.
And Old Rivers by Walter Brennan.
Yes, I know. The one time I thought that Snuff Garrett lost his mind. Okay.
true.
Okay.
Yeah, and then another bit for Hooked on a Feeling.
Okay.
Blue Sweet.
Okay.
Loving You Has Made Me Bananas.
Oh, Guy Marks. Yes.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yes, exactly. That was a wonderful little... You hated it, huh? All right.
Well, it was a fun record. It was fun. I can't say I hated it, but I can't say it was one of the best records, though. And I'll vote for a Pat Boone song, Long Tall Sally. I know he had a bunch of...
okay, well, that cover.
Covers, and I think that was his worst cover of Richard.
All right.
A couple of newer ones, Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Ah, yes.
And a Gangnam Style by Psy.
Who?
PSY, Psy.
Oh, yes. I know exactly.
Yeah. And I'm going to refer to Last Kiss twice. Once by J. Frank Wilson and once by Pearl Jam.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Pearl Jam took it to number two.
Yeah, no, Pearl Jam did very well with that. You betcha.
Yeah, that was her highest charting record.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
And you mentioned before, written by Wayne Cochran. Which
That's right.
Yep. And a couple of bubblegums. Simon Says, which I think started the whole thing, 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Okay.
And you were talking about Ron Dante, so we have to include Sugar Sugar.
Okay, the Archies, yes.
Yeah, and Your Nose Is Gonna Grow, Johnny Crawford.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I'll second the vote for the Tom Clay record, What the World.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good choice.
Yeah, and had a couple requests.
Okay.
Let's see. Can you play? My mind's going blank. I'll catch you on those next time. I should have. Had
oh my God! All right. Well, that's fine. We will do it whenever you say it. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, you and John and. And Adam and Dan and the whole bunch.
Everybody else, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks to the listeners, too.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
So, Loving You Is Maybe Bananas. I love that little song, but that's fine. I'm not allowed to, vote. So all of your votes will, in fact, count. And, of course, Carol is overseeing me. Not that she thinks I'll cheat, but she's convinced I'll lose the songs. Well, I do all the time, actually. Far too often. So now let's see what we're doing here. And right after the show tonight, I hope that I'm going to properly add all of these songs to the list and tabulate them. But again, a big, big thanks to Carol Ford, the world's best show prep, because she will, I know. And it's beyond appreciated. Elizabeth in Wichita Falls, welcome to WGN Radio. Elizabeth. Going once, going twice, Elizabeth.
I'm Elizabeth in Rock Falls, Illinois.
Oh, Rock Falls. All right. Well, I didn't say that. All right. Very good. Well, we've moved you, Elizabeth. And how are you? And how is Chubbs?
You still remember him, huh?
How could I not remember Chubbs?
He's doing well. He might lose a pound or two now and then.
Now and then. Except you give in and you feed him. He's got your number.
Oh, his eyes.
Yeah, he just looks at you like, why are you starving me? Yeah. Now, would an exercise program help? Could you get him a treadmill?
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's just a thought.
Yeah, that's just a thought.
I remember years ago when I was working with Robert W. Morgan, a sponsor gave him a treadmill, and then a few months later, the sponsor gave him another one. I said, I really want that. And he said, that's for Echo the dog. You can't have that. And I've lost a treadmill to a dog. And yes, I had. So consequently, I don't see why Mr. Chubbs can't have his own treadmill. Good luck on getting him to walk on it, but apparently Echo did walk on the treadmill. So yes.
Well... What did I call for? I forgot. Oh, I know. A song.
Yes.
I kind of liked it at the time, but when I showed the video to my grandson, he was like, oh, gosh, Grandma, that's terrible. Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the government likes it. They use that to try to get the Branch Davidians out. So, all right. Very good. All right.
These boots are going to walk all over you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, they did. They played it over and over again, and they thought, in fact, that that would cause the Branch Davidians to give up.
Oh, no, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. So so why not? Now, actually, we had a request from David in Fort Worth for Nancy Sinatra's first record, Cufflinks and a Tie Clip, but I don't have that much fortitude tonight. I have to be ready to play that. So maybe tomorrow night. All right.
Well, about Mr. Chubb,
yes,
he has my life under control.
Good, good. Well, give him a big pet for me.
I know exactly what I have to do and when I have to do it.
Right. I'm telling you, he's got you. That's right. That's right. He owns you. All right.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think some tough love. Try the treadmill. It might work.
Okay. I never even thought of that.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Molly.
Likewise. Likewise.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But see, I had the last laugh on that because, of course, Echo and Robert W. are both dead. I'm still here. So, yeah, I got my own treadmill. All right. So, 888-876-5593. We'll get to Sherry in Naperville and James on the South Side, and that'll close it out tonight. But then we've got three big hours tomorrow night, and hopefully I'll get to D.B. Cooper, the update, at the beginning of the show because I can tell we're not going to have time tonight. All right, fine. Good news. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. That was supposed to start.
Well, there we are. From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Lincoln Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillevanians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship bitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship bitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone.
Couldn't resist it. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Guy Marks. And, of course, it's a parody of all the big band broadcasts. But he talks about Pete DeAngelis' orchestra, and actually it was Pete DeAngelis, and you might remember him, because when it comes to Philly, you know, Frankie Avalon type records. Well, Pete DeAngelis with Bob Marcucci founded Chancellor Records, and he wrote a number of things as well. So yes, Guy Marks and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. All right, so it's a vote. I'll take it, but I couldn't resist. I just think it's the cutest little song ever. But of course, I probably haven't heard it in 50 years. Now, if you had to hear it over and over again, I could see why you might decide you didn't want to hear that ever again. And James is on the South Side, closing it out tonight. Hey, James, how's it going?
How are you?
Well, I can't complain. How's the ankle?
It's doing a little better. They're saying in a couple weeks it should be fine.
Okay, that's good. So
just in time for Christmas.
Yes, good, good. Well, I as usual, a number of wonderful stories, and so I was just looking at this when we had a call earlier talking about cell phones. I should have noticed your story that Roger Haworth has been let go after 11 years on General Hospital. Well, he played a character on One Life to Live as also. So I guess his contract is not going to be renewed. Well, so he said he was shocked. I tell you, shocked.
Yeah, but he seemed to be take the high road and understood there at least the need to keep things fresh and going.
Yeah. No, as far as that goes, absolutely. So I must admit, I have no idea who he is. But after 11 years,
I
you know, either.
Gotta admit, I don't think I've watched a soap opera in years. Oh goodness. I used to keep up with the Luke and Laura thing.
Oh, yes, on General Hospital. Yes. Tony Geary and Jeannie Francis, absolutely. All right, my favorite story, of course, is that every now and then you see a slam dunk. There really isn't too much of a reason for a trial. Body of missing woman found in storage unit belonging to estranged husband. I mean, case closed. So apparently her family reported her missing, and I think that was in Florida near Winter Park, and that was November 11th. And so this year, though, and she left supposedly for an unknown destination. Yeah, it was unknown to her it was going to be the storage locker. That's for darn sure. So they hadn't seen
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so four counties and plenty of enforcement agencies later, and I guess finally in the Orlando area, Apopka, actually, in Orange County, 20 miles northwest of Orlando, they got a 911 call about a smell from the units. All right, if you're going to put them in the storage locker, you know you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, but apparently this guy must have thought either everybody had bad sense of smell.
He's not going to win any IQ contest. That's for sure. He shot her, apparently, dead from apparent gunshot wounds. And I love this. The official cause of death is still pending. Oh, I don't know. You find her in a container and she's shot? I would say we know the cause of death, but they'll get more, no doubt. Apparently, the husband is the prime suspect. No kidding, Sherlock. And that will be interesting to see. But John said, shut up, the show's over. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you, James. Thank you for the links. Appreciate it. All right,
okay.
So we say thank you to Adam for keeping us on the air. Apologies to Sherry we didn't get to. That's why you can call tomorrow night earlier. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. I'm Raleigh James. That's a wrap. It's WGN Radio.